You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Okay, Tommy, what do you got?
McFarland!
Oh, it's weak. Come on. Jeez. Anyway, so alongside Tommy is Jason. Jason, this is your first test of your life. What do you got? He doesn't know.
McFarland!
Oh, see? Tom, you should be threatened. That was much better than yours. All right, Sammy.
McFarland!
He's got a little jump in his step. Gordo.
Must win two games. McFarland!
And Pat.
McFarland!
And Kerosene Ken Laird.
McFarland!
Oh, there you go. So, all right, everybody is fired up. And the great thing about this is the Baseballs and Boring Show. I'm Rod Bradford, and again, we're live here at Fenway at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. And the great thing about this is the playtesting guys are here, as you just heard, Sammy, Gordo, and Pat. And we'll talk all about their shenanigans in Arizona, which has made me look at them in an even more bizarre way than I already look at them. But they were in the break, like the entire time, Ken. When the minute they walked in the door, all they're doing is talking about Red Sox stuff.
Their business.
They're talking about must wins, and I don't know what they're talking. Like, can we just? They have literally no other life, which we love about them, right? That's why they're all sitting there in their baseballs and boring hats, which is kind of unnerving.
All five of us are in here wearing baseballs and boring hats. Right now.
We know that at least five baseballs and boring hats exist because there's five in the studio right now. And I told Tom, the producer, I said, if he plays his card right, he might get one for a price. Anyway, so we are talking all about the Red Sox all the way up until 3 o'clock. I think this is one of the times when we have a show, and it's pretty easy. You just roll out the ball, and you say to everybody, here you go. Here you go. It is science. There's 2 weeks left. We have the show next week where they're in Tampa. The week after that, you have Detroit, and science and the schedule suggest that is the end of the regular season. So, as we sit here, coming off of that loss, another Friday night baseballs and boring loss, there's been a lot less of them this year, I feel. I feel like they've won on Friday, correct, guys, right?
Yeah, it was more of a last
year. Yeah, all right, why don't we crunch the numbers on that? Let's go. But when we talk about right now, the here and the now, this is rolling out the ball. This is easy. This is absolutely vent. You know, tell you what concerns you, tell you how you feel. Maybe you're optimistic, whatever it is. But this is the ultimate fork in the road Saturday. This is the ultimate rubber meets the road Saturday. This is it. I mean, you are playing the Yankees again. You are Brian Bello, the guy who is a modern day Ruby De La Rosa. He is going up against Max Fried.
And
with the Yankees, against the Yankees, who are now a game and a half up on you. But more importantly, what we're talking about, and I'm just going to set the scene, and you can 617-779-7937. I'll just start off, guys, because I know that you guys are all, you got your thing, and you've workshopped this for the last 10 minutes, whatever, however long you've been here. But the Yankees are, forget about Toronto. Let's forget about Toronto. Can we forget about Toronto?
I agree.
I'm over it.
Other than, like, it's a great city, and I look forward to going there in a week and a half. But forget about Toronto. Now you have the Yankees. Yankees are a game and a half up. You own the tiebreaker with the Yankees. Congratulations. That's why, as Gordo has been saying over and over again, TM, this is must win Saturday, right? Correct?
Must win Saturday and Sunday.
Two. You got to win
back
two.
To back.
All right. So the Yankees you have tonight. But let's look at the big picture here. All of a sudden, I don't think that we've said this in a long, long time. The playoffs are in doubt, guys, fellas. The playoffs are in doubt. And here's the reasons why. Is because, number one, you are only a game up on both Houston and Seattle, who are tied for that last wild card or the division lead, whatever one you want to say. Correct?
Yep.
Correct. Okay. Texas is two back of them, right? You are technically only two in front of Texas because they own the tiebreaker. Am I right?
Yeah, if you want to look.
If you're tied, if you're three up and you tie them, you lose.
That's science. Yes, correct.
Yeah. You're two up. You are, and all of a sudden, I just saw Gordo's face. He hadn't even thought of this.
No, no, that's not like, that's not true.
He is
the only team with the tiebreaker. The Rangers, like the Red Sox.
No, you don't know Seattle yet. It comes down to division. I think they didn't they tie Seattle.
No.
Tied somebody. Maybe it was Toronto.
I'll look into it.
Anyway, thanks. Thanks for efforting that.
Yes.
But so you are. That's the scary. That's what should scare you. You have a red hot Texas Rangers team. You have a red hot Seattle Mariners team, and you are not a red hot Red Sox team. And this is the last thing I'll say before I get to your guys' take on this. And again, I implore everybody to use this time to make you feel better about yourself, to rant and rave and vent, whatever you want to do. Because as we said, this is it. This is the last couple of weeks. Not going to be a lot of opportunities to do this. After this, after you go through these weeks, maybe a little bit in the postseason in October, all you have is why doesn't Drake May score touchdowns? That's all you got. So right now, this is your opportunity. This is the other part about this, which is, okay, not only the standings, but, and I'm not overreacting from yesterday. I'm not overreacting to like being no hit for six innings by Luis Yiel. I'm not overreacting to that. But the problem is that you have this lineup. You have this group after having injuries to Roman Anthony, having injuries to Willy Abreu. It's a huge, huge deal that Romy Gonzalez and Rob Refsnyder are back in the lineup today. Huge. You cannot afford to not have them. After you have that, you all of a sudden have to get the best case scenario of all these guys. And I went through the exercise of the guys, the teams that they were chasing. They have the alphas guys. They have the guys that would say, get on my back, boys. Vladimir Guerrero in September has the best OPS of any player in baseball. All right. You have Texas. Jake Berger is insanely hot. You have, what is it, Polanco for Seattle? Who am I thinking?
He's been playing well.
Yeah, but again.
They've got a few guys.
Yeah, so you have these guys who are just red hot for these teams that you're competing against. And I will not say thou who shall not be named, although I will name him right now, Rafael Devers. Yes, and I thought Andy Hart brought up a good point. He said, yeah, in the regular season, it has worked out. But we can't ignore the fact is that in these times, in this time of season, you do need that get on my back boy guy. You know, that you do need that alpha. And right now, the Red Sox are desperately searching for that, and all they have is Nate Eaton. Nate Eaton's their best hitter in September so far.
God.
So all of that should make you uncomfortable. And I know that Lucas Giolito comes out yesterday or after the game and said, I got to be better. I got to compete with Luis Yiel. I know he's really good. I got to be better. No, you know what? Here's a fact. Since August 18th, that was the first time that a starting pitcher for the Red Sox had gone over 5 1/3 innings and they had lost. So what does that tell you? Lucas Giolito did his job. He did his job. That's how this thing is supposed to work. We've been told that. I've been screaming that. That is how this whole thing is supposed to be work. You got your guys lined up, boom, 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 boom. But we cannot ignore that you don't have that guy right now who is the alpha. You don't have that guy. And you desperately need him. You need the Kike Hernandez circa 2021, right? Correct? Who wants to go first?
Sammy raised the hand.
Well, first of all, I take it back. They did tie with Seattle, so you're right about that.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Second.
Always right.
Second.
Always.
I know. Shame on me.
It's your prerogative to be wrong.
This is the weird thing about having your alpha be in the rotation. Because the alpha is Garrett Cross.
No, you need both.
Yeah, but you don't have both. So you need someone to heat up. And this feels like the absolute definition of limping to the finish line. It's like they're crawling on their legs. The finish line's right in front of them, but they can hear the footsteps of Seattle, Texas, everyone else behind them. And it's getting scary hours. Gordo's saying must win.
Must win.
I'm close to them. I'm like, this is as close to must win without literally being a must win or your series is over tomorrow.
Oh, hold on. Let me pause right there because we've got breaking news. Red Sox made an acquisition.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting.
From Sharon Mass.
Yeah. Also from Elon University.
Oh, ooh. You know what? I have a cousin from Sharon who went to Elon.
What is he? Is his name John Brebbia?
No.
All right. Well, this is what this guy's name is. All right. He has been, according to Tom Karen's the first to report this, that he has been signed by the Red Sox. He's a lefty pitcher. I mean, I'm sorry, righty pitcher.
He's not postseason eligible, right?
No, he was not in the organization as of September. Yeah, correct.
Maybe he can help them limp to the finish line.
But you talk about guys who are in the organization, and this is another thing. There's so much to talk about, 617-779-7937. But you know, whether it's guys, you know, people say, oh, Kyle Harrison, Peyton Tolley, Connelly Early, are they eligible? What are they going to be doing? What is their role? How impactful are they going to be? That's part of this, right? Which I have thoughts on that. And then you have the guys who last month were part of the answers, and now they're not part of the answers. Nathaniel Lowe hasn't been good. Sidon Raffaella hasn't been good. That's the problem. You have so many unknowns going into the last couple of weeks here where I am going to repeat it. You are two games up of the Texas Rangers. Two. All right, go ahead, Gordo.
It's must-win two games, Rob.
Two, that's aggressive.
Back-to-back, you got to win the series.
Okay.
You know how I look at the season?
All right.
Is how do you get to the point where you give yourself a chance? And you give yourself a chance by getting to the point where Roman Anthony gets back.
That's the World Series.
No, you're being pessimistic. ALCS.
No.
ALCS.
Listen.
How do you get to the ALCS?
Dr. Pat, you know obliques better than anyone. You may be the only one in here who has an oblique.
Yeah.
All right? So you're with me this. Obliques?
I would guess 6 weeks.
First of all, you never listen to them with injury projections.
Good 6 weeks.
Never.
6 weeks would be ALCS.
Well, yeah, but then also.
Never.
You listen to them on Willier.
You're right.
Willier was back 10 days ago.
You're right. Never listen to them.
Never.
But we don't know. We don't know. So let's guess ALCS. How do you get them to the ALCS? How do you win a playoff series for the Red Sox?
Gordo, I like you personally and respect your opinion. But your take is flawed, and here's the reason why.
Well, you have to give yourself a chance.
If you get to the World Series, to your point, the promised land of Roman Anthony playing, right? Then somebody else has stepped up. You're already a good team.
Yes, but they're not getting to the World Series without Roman Anthony.
Okay, then Roman Anthony isn't playing. What's so complicated about that?
All we have
that's
to
the point
on.
Is that you have to find someone to actually you have to find someone who actually can have a semblance of Roman Anthony. Roman
100%.
Anthony was that alpha. Was that alpha that we were talking about? Roman Anthony was that guy which all these good teams have where you say, "All right, this guy's coming up in the batting order. Something we have to work around him." And for the Red Sox point of view, something's good's going to happen. That was Roman Anthony.
And it has to be Alex Bregman.
Yes. Thank you.
Going down the stretch, this is how you get, and I'm going to keep saying ALCS because they said 6 weeks, and Alex Cora said at bat one of the ALCS, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But until I hear and see that it's not going to happen, that's going to be my goal, is how can I see the Red Sox getting to the ALCS? And to me, they get to the ALCS by getting through the wild card round, which means you have to get it at home.
All right.
Are they winning a road wild card series without Roman Anthony? I don't know if I see it.
Okay, just say no. Don't say I don't know if you're going to see it.
Well, it's not impossible.
All right, Pat, we're going to hold on to your take because we got to take a trend. Tommy, all right, you ready for the trend?
I'm always ready, Brad. Come
Jason,
on.
What's Jason doing there? What's going on? Is he sweating? What's happening? Tell me Jason's podcast, by the way.
It's In the Dugout Podcast.
In the Dugout Podcast. There you go. It's one of the best podcasts around. I'll take your word for it. But I'll listen to it right after the show. All right, but you know who also is one of the best? Tom, when he reads the trend. Here it is. Tommy, and I'm going to guess, Tom, that you're going to mention Baby Pedro in it, correct?
Maybe.
I don't want to be a spoiler.
That rhymed.
All right.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's your trend. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring show. I'm Rob Bradford, along with the Playtesty guys, Sammy, Gordo, and Pat. We're here at Fenway Park and the Red Sox on WEI. It's brought to you by New England Ford Dealers, the New England Edition F-150, the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. Now, who queued up Ace of Spades right there? Was that part of Jason's learning process? Tommy?
Yep. Yeah. Gotta let him know that Brad loves Ace of Spades.
No, Jason, had you ever heard of Ace of Spades before by Motorhead?
I have not, but now I have.
Oh. You know what that tells me? You've never listened to the program. Shame on you. It's okay. Your first day of the rest of your life is today. Congratulations. It's going to be a grand, grand run for you. All right. Well, we've been talking about the Red Sox because that's what we do all the way until 3 o'clock. Sammy and Gordo have always given their hot takes. Gordo had said that these two games are must wins. Red Sox versus Yankees. Sammy said something. I forget what he said.
He agreed with me.
I said it's as close to a literal must win as possible.
Okay. Now it is Dr. Pat's turn. Pat, what do you got?
I agree.
Good
take. It's must win. No, it's must win.
For both?
For both?
Yes, for both.
Yes.
For both. Yeah.
Let me get this straight, okay? And first of all, there's been a lot of complications and confusion about the standings. And let's just clarify here. I was wrong. It's not two games that are up on Texas. They're 2.5. Some people are still saying 3. No. They're 3. If you look at the standings, they're 3 up on Texas. But they own the tiebreaker, so they're 2.5. Correct?
Correct.
Correct. Yes. All right. All right. Anyway, continue.
So I would say it's must win just because of the way the season ends. They're 3-7 against Toronto. They have a losing record against Detroit, too. They're playing Sacra Okra Vegas, whatever you want to call them, the Athletics this week.
I like that name.
Which, thank you. Appreciate that. Which should be a series win, obviously. They just came off of beating the brakes off of them for 2 out of 3 games. My biggest thing is, this is the team that is in your way of that first wild card, and you can't lose this series, and you surely cannot get swept. You cannot do it. And it's just, it's a precursor. It's a preview of what's ultimately going to be the wild card series, pending the Sox get there. You can't drop this.
All right, let me ask you this. I'll go around and just say yes or no. All right. If the Red Sox play a wild card series at Yankee Stadium, because that's all the only place they would play, them the rules, fellas. Sammy, yes or no? They win that series.
Yes.
Gordo?
Don't make me say yes or no.
Have some faith.
Just say
dude.
No.
They can. I have.
Oh, no. No, that's a no. All right, Pat?
No.
Okay. All right, there you go. All right, let's
that's
go.
Mean. Why don't you say yes or no? Say it.
No. What's so complicated about that?
You said it.
What's so complicated about that? Go ahead, Sam.
Since when is Yankee Stadium this nightmare to play in?
It is.
It's not.
Oh, no.
I don't think it is.
No. You, first of all, have you ever been to a playoff game at Yankee Stadium?
A playoff game, no.
Okay, then you don't know what you're talking about.
Rob.
Okay? You do not know what you're talking about.
Rob.
With all due respect
this is not what it used
to your
to be.
Baseball act.
Rob, this is not.
Oh, what my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You're afraid of the Yankees.
No. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to introduce.
You're afraid of a bunch of New Yorkers?
I'm not afraid of anybody. No, I'm not.
You're scared.
Yes, everybody out there. I'm not afraid of anybody.
He's scared.
No, but
look
I.
Look at his face.
I will say this. Again, I'm going to bring math and science into the equation for you.
Oh, no.
2018, that last game. Remember that game?
Yeah.
Eduardo Nunez, Steve Pierce, the whole ball of wax. Yankees are coming back. That environment. People talk about the environment here for 2021 for the Yankee series. Well, a lot of players who played in that game, I had players for the first time admit they were nervous at Yankee Stadium because of that environment, because of what was going on. Nervous. You never get guys to admit that. But you felt that crowd on top of you. I will say this, Philadelphia, Boston, and yes, Yankee Stadium, they're the fan bases where they enact their will on you. So, yes,
if things
you
are
wrong,
well.
I am right.
If things are going well.
Go ahead, Sammy.
I totally agree. It's not an easy place to play. I'm just not like, oh, no, you cannot win inside Yankee Stadium. It's impossible. Yeah, it's going to be difficult.
I'm not saying it's impossible.
But I'm not precluding them from winning, what, 2 games there? Ooh, because 7 years ago, guys were scared.
You know what's impossible? Putting on a baseball is a boring hat and not liking it. Same. That's impossible. That isn't impossible. Go ahead.
I think that's insane out of both of you. You
what?
Can't look me in the eye and tell me you're confident going into Yankee Stadium.
I'm not.
2 out of 3.
No, Gordo's
especially,
not. Gordo's not.
Especially after you have your 1, 2, and 3 in the rotation at home and you potentially lose this series. I don't even feel confident, never mind a good chance of them winning
that
series.
It's not that I'm confident they'd win. I just wouldn't be shocked if they did. I'd be like,
that's,
oh,
that's where I'm at. I would not pick them to win. I would pick the Yankees in that case. But would I be shocked if the Sox came away with 2 out of 3 with Garrett Crochet starting one of the games? No.
Agreed. I think the chances they win that series are not great. Like, I'd give them probably a 30% chance of winning.
Gordo, would you feel a little dirty by picking against the Red Sox?
Always.
Okay. All right. Just making that clear. All right. Hey, 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Of course, leading it off, the Hall of Famer, Jeff in Watertown. Hey, Jeff, how are you? Jeff, there you go.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
This is kamikaze baseball at this point, as far as I'm concerned. Once Roman Anthony went down, it's just throw what you got out there. You want to try Massa leading off, whatever. Do whatever you can just to try to get to the finish line. But you said who's going to step up or whatever. I mean, the guy that's supposed to step up, the guy that should step up, the guy that would help his own career is Bregman. I mean, if Bregman wants to opt out and get a better long-term deal, he's got to hit for power. I mean, this team, we've been talking for years, this team needs power. I mean, not like the Yankees where the only way you score is with a home run. I'm not saying that, but they need guys who can hit you a three-run homer late in the game so that the bullpen can come in and do their job. You have an excellent bullpen. You have decent starting pitching. You need power. I'm sick and tired of two and three hits to score one run. We're not going to go up against, Detroit and New York and Toronto with needing three hits to score one run. You need power. So the guy that should help his own career and help us is Bregman.
I don't disagree with you. Jeff, I don't disagree with you. But the same time, I was thinking of the last home run he hit. It was, he got robbed in Arizona once. But still, I think that there has to be a correlation between his legs and what's going on with his offensive production. I mean, it just doesn't.
But the point is, like, if he really does want to opt out, and if
it's two different conversations, yeah. Jeff. I mean, yeah. it's what the here and the now, and then what happens when we land at wherever we're going to land with the guy. But you're not wrong. Yeah. Like Story right now, I think that Story is the closest to being the alpha, but he's not that guy. Like he doesn't. What's bizarre, Jeff, is that you look at Trevor Story's, and we even talk about him opting out, but you look at his overall season numbers, and they aren't – he's still like 7.5 OPS, right, I think, guys, right? Yeah. Something like that? I mean, he's having a really, really good year, but ultimately you're going to need a good Bregman. Take that back. You're going to need a very good Bregman. You're going to need a very good Story, and you're going to need a very good somebody else.
How about Yoshida? Finally. We need him to step up. We've been hearing about this
happening
for 3 years, and he's finally getting playing time. And I feel like he always gets let off the hook by this fan base.
Oh, not by – no.
I don't think this year.
Oh, my God. No. He's
useless.
Yeah, I mean
– I'm with you.
Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I'm sorry. We've gotten nothing out of that position. I mean, this team needs – to me, the only guy that has the pedigree – to do it would be Bregman. Everybody else, anybody could, Willy Abreu could come back and go on a tear like he did the first part of the season, but I'm not expecting that. The one guy that we have who, has that pedigree is Bregman, and, he's hitting singles. Right. I mean, he needs to hit for power. I mean, that's all I can say.
All right, Jeff, before you go, 1 to 10, 10 being the most concern, 1 being the least concern. What's your concern level in terms of the Red Sox making the postseason?
I would say my concern is probably around 6 or 7.
Ooh,
that's really high.
That's high.
That's higher than
that's
I.
That's the highest all year, Jeff. Right?
I'm trying to hold to the logic. I mean, the emotions. You're afraid of the Yankees. You're afraid of To me, they're still a better team than the Yankees. I think they're as good as
I don't know, if they are. I got to be honest with you. I don't know if they are.
Well, are you talking about this version of them?
Well, what other version will you be talking about?
True. I mean, that is true. Without Anthony,
it
is.
Oh, I thought you meant
But I still don't like their bullpen, the Yankees bullpen. I still think that, I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm more afraid of the Red Sox just not being able to take care of business themselves. I'm not really afraid of the other teams.
Yeah,
it's really about what.
That's a great point, Jeff. And Jeff, I listen. We got two more of these in the regular season, so I look forward to you talking to you next week. Because as we found out, and you know this, no one knows this better than you, Jeff. So much can change in a week, and certainly so much can change in 2 weeks. Correct.
The next 2 days.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, we'll have a whole different point of view.
Oh, all right. Maybe we'll do a very. Very special show. All right, Jeff in Watertown, the great Jeff in Watertown. What, Gordo?
Bregman has not homered since August 12th, so we're a month. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, and Story's OPS is 748, so very good.
But like you said,
Rob. My instincts are super keen today.
Super keen.
He did get straight up robbed.
He did.
That I know it wasn't a home run.
You know, in fairness, like when we're not talking about, you know, when he was hitting home runs before, they were hitting them, you know, onto Lansdowne Street.
Yeah.
So
maybe DH.
I gotta think that it's the leg thing. Like there's a leg thing, the whole thing. I mean, Dr. Pat, you know this. Your power comes from your base, right?
Yeah, the legs feed the wolf.
Like, ooh! Wow. Look at the miracle.
You shouldn't have told him.
Sorry. Have you ever heard the movie Miracle?
Have I heard of it? Yes.
Okay, what's it about?
Hockey.
What specifically about hockey?
Ooh, is it Team USA?
Okay, what Team USA?
Is it like a year? Like an Olympic hockey team? I don't know.
You're the gift that keeps on.
That was good.
Right. I got what, 75% of the way there?
Doesn't matter. You know, it's like, you know,
I got 75%.
Here's the thing. If the White Sox win 75 games, they're still not making the playoffs.
Ayo.
No, I did not make the playoffs. I have seen the
movie. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
True. That's why these are must-win games.
You know, in the words of Ricky Bobby, either you're first or you're last. All right? Okay, yep. You got that?
I got it.
Study up. All right, Jay in Watertown. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jay. Bradfo. Hey, Sammy Gordo. See, this team has no heart whatsoever. Ooh. And I'm at this point that I'm allowing Bregman to walk. Like, I hope he opts out and does not come back. And Firecore, while we at it, I read a stat this morning that since Roman went down, the WRC plus in is very bad. And Sadon has a negative, 72 or 73 WRC plus? I mean, I just don't understand how they signed Christian Campbell to that extension or contract, and he's just in AAA. While we have guys like Sanchez as a third catcher, Eaton, Sogard, and Hamilton in our everyday lineup. I mean, at this point, I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs, which I think they will because, I mean, the Yankees aren't good. I mean,
but I would say this, Jay. Not to Jay. I would say this, and I'm anxious to get your take. You keep somebody here just said it. The Red Sox are better than the Yankees. The Yankees aren't as good as the Red Sox. What we're talking about, the two teams that are out there today, I would take the Yankees over the Red Sox. Number one, the biggest thing, well, first of all, you have Max Fried pitching. You had a guy who threw 6 no-hit innings yesterday. You have other guys who can start. You have a bullpen, which, yeah, I know they've had their ups and downs, but still the potential of a Devin Williams, David Bednar, Luke Weaver is better than anything, really, other than Chapman. Red Sox are a little bit comparable with that. But lineup-wise, we talk about alphas. They have the alphas. They have the guy that you have to plan around. And then they have other guys. There's a reason why. You look at that lineup, and I know that it's well-documented how many home runs they hit, but they've hit a lot of home runs. Look, Cody Bellinger. Holy mackerel. I mean, the guy has, 27 home runs? So when we're comparing the two teams, my apologies to the Red Sox fan base, but yes, the two teams that are out there today, the Yankees are a better team. Talent-wise, grit and guile and guts, I don't know. Maybe not. Fielding, probably not. Base running, no. But in terms of overall talent, am I wrong? Who?
I'll go. No. I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head. They said on the broadcast last night, I think the number is 6. The Yankees have 6 guys with over 20 home runs. Mm. Red Sox have 1. It is Trevor Story. Sure, healthy Bregman, healthy Willier, healthy whatever. They have 1. That on paper alone makes the Yankees exponentially more dangerous. At one pitch, you're screwed. Like, it could just happen like that. Sox, there's a couple of guys when they're hot, you kind of feel like that. The other part is, Yankees have a full rotation. Sox have 3/5 of a rotation and a bunch of rookies trying to hold their own. It's on paper right now, you cannot tell me that you are more confident in the Red Sox than the Yankees in the postseason right now.
And there's no like anxiety in the Red Sox lineup. When you're playing the Yankees, you're just waiting for Judge and Grisham and those guys to come up, and you're counting the batters. You got to get this guy, because if you don't, then XYZ. With the Red Sox right now, Bregman's not hitting. Duran's not even in the lineup today. There's no fear. The Yankees have nothing to fear right now, and I feel like that just makes them so much more comfortable coming into Fenway, a place that's supposed to be uncomfortable, and dominating for 6 innings like Luis Gil did yesterday. They're missing that fear.
I want to go back to what Pat said, because, Pat, you talked about the lineup, and then you talked about the Red Sox having 3/5 of a rotation. It is still going to be a problem having only 3 starters that you can reliably count on in the postseason for the Red Sox, but this is why to me so much about this is just get to the postseason, because when you get to the postseason, presumably you're going to have Willier Abreu back. You're going to have a four-man rotation. That means instead of having two spots where you're sort of making it work day by day, it's only one. And your bullpen, hopefully in a postseason series, will be fresher. But in a series right now, like the iterations of the Yankees and the Red Sox that you see right now, yeah, the Yankees are a better team right now.
Well, okay, 617-779-7937. There's a lot. You guys bring up a lot of great points, a lot of things that I want to talk about. The starting rotation, it is amazing that we've landed here, and you've got – you're relying on rookies. You're relying on bullpen games. This isn't how it was supposed to work out. And then it just comes back to, okay, well, how do you get going? What is the solution? And the caller brought up Christian Campbell. And as he's talking, I'm thinking, okay, like why might this be part of the solution? I think I found it. Maybe I'm not. Maybe it's square peg, round hole. But you got to figure out something. You need somebody to get hot. Much like the offensive version of what we're trying to do with Conley Early and Peyton Tolley, right? You need that. You need that. All right, 617-779-7937.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Be back after this. All right, this is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. Who picked that music, Jason or Tom?
That was me, Jason.
Who's that? All right, Jason, you'll learn. First rule of thumb, always Ace of Spades by Motorhead. Always. And the only other alternative, what's the only other alternative?
Is it the Paul Bunyan song?
It's maybe the Paul Bunyan song. Or the Vision Quest Lunatic Fringe.
I don't know what that means.
I know. You don't know what a lot means. but what that was a highlight. Last time we did the show, we're, by the way, at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. And a reminder, the Red Sox on WEI is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. And the New England Edition F-150, the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. The last time we were here, Gordo was singing the Paul Bunyan song because we were we were riding high.
Was that only a week ago? No, it's 2 weeks
ago. 2 weeks ago. Okay. Because you know what happened in between? We went to Arizona. So we'll talk a little bit about that, how the sky is never skier and the mountains are never mountainer, and Gordo is just like
the dry heat.
Oh, and Sammy's sleeping on the floor, and it's like, oh, what a magical time it was. But 2 weeks ago, we did the show, and Peyton Tolley was the talk of the town. We were singing Paul Bunyan songs. He had just come off that great game at Fenway Park, and now – it's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. But Jones and Keefe asked me this question, fellas, play testy guys, Sammy, Gordo, Pat. And they said, power rank the confidence you have in terms of these three guys, these three pitchers who have been called up in terms of making an impact potentially in the postseason. All right? So just to refresh your memory, Peyton Tolley, Conley Early, Kyle Harrison. I thought it was a pretty good question. And I know what the immediate answer would be for a lot of people because of recency bias, but take 2 seconds, take a beat. And I'm gonna ask Jason, who also does a Red Sox podcast. Jason, let's workshop this with Jason, new producer, WEI. Tom, is he alive? Is he ready to go? Can he function?
He's good to go, Bradfo.
All right, okay. Look, he's so protective of him. I know. Jason, you have any facial hair?
I do, yeah. I got a little beard gone.
Okay, can you shave it by the end of the show?
Absolutely.
All right. Lovely. All right, Jason, power rank. Do you hear my question I just said?
Just give it to me one more time.
Okay. I said power rank the three pitchers in terms of your confidence that they will have an impact in the postseason when the rubber meets the road. And those three pitchers are Peyton Tolley, Conley Early, or Kyle Harrison. All right, and it can be reliever, it can be starter, whatever it is. Have the most impact. You ready? Can you
gotcha.
Do this?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The new producer, the guy whose life began today when he heard Ace of Spades for the first time, Jason, what do you got?
Yeah, so my number one is going to be Peyton Tolley. I think it's more of as a reliever than a starter, but he throws heat coming out of the bullpen. He's going to have the energy. He's going to have the high-octane stuff. That's my number one impact player. Connelly Early is going to be number two because he's more of that, like, pitchability starter. I think he can maybe start a game, go three innings, go four innings. I think he has some stuff to show. Kyle Harrison, obviously he's had a little more experience in the major leagues, but I don't think that his stuff plays as well coming out of a bullpen. I don't think he can really go deep enough into games to be as effective a starter as Connelly Early, but I think he could still make some impact in some way.
All right, the only thing that was missing from that take was some background music from Tom. So the soundtrack of your life. I feel like in order to really respect the moment, I think that was a great take, and I would imagine some of these guys, it lines up with some of these guys because there's only three and how many different permutations can you have? All right, I like it. Good job. Excellent job, Jason. Tom, do you want to do this? I don't want to leave you hanging. You've earned the right to be part of the show, especially when you shaved your beard last two weeks ago.
So I agree with a lot of what Jason said. The one thing
You like him personally, but his prerogative to be wrong?
No, I actually think he was completely right. The one thing I would add with Kyle Harrison is why was he down in the minors so much? If he was the one big piece
You can listen to today's 2 Minute Grill with Kyle Harrison on the pregame show, and he will explain just that. Great tease, Tom. Your instincts are keen. All right.
You know, keen is a very Bradfo word that we haven't talked about enough.
That's K-E-E-N.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's a Bradfoism.
Oh, it's a great word. All right, Sammy, real quick, I want to cruise through this. Go ahead.
All right, so you mentioned recency bias, and you kind of said it in a derogatory way. I think now is the ultimate time to go with recency bias. There's no time to think about this. I'm riding the hot hand 100%, which means Connelly Early right now, he's top of that chart. Kyle Harrison is in between, number two. And right now,
that is the ultimate recency bias ranking.
Intentionally, and this is incredibly volatile. It could have a completely different list next time we chat. And that's how it should be. This should be an evolving amoeba of a take heading into the playoffs. Ride the hot hand.
All right. What's your amoeba?
I applaud that. Because if the playoffs started tomorrow, that would be my list. But I'm trying to look a little bit like 3 weeks down the road here. I'm going to put Peyton Tolley number one because I do think he can be an impact dude out of the bullpen. I think, and when you're talking about impact, like when you're looking at wins in the postseason, I think he can be a big part of that. Number two, I'm going to go Kyle Harrison.
Ooh!
And it's more so just predicting here. Because Connelly Early, if you look at the start, right now, if the playoffs started tomorrow, I would start Connelly Early in game four and not Kyle Harrison. But what do I think is going to happen? You know, we saw it with Peyton Tolley. He had an incredible first start, and then when, you know, the adrenaline cools down a little bit, you're more yourself, and guys have seen you, and especially, you know, if he's facing the A's again, we'll see what they do. It could look a little bit different. I'm going to go with the experience of Kyle Harrison and predict that by the end of the season, I think we're going to be a little bit higher on him than early. But that's just an instinct, just to guess, because we haven't seen enough.
You know what I've learned today? It's an amoeba. Anyway, go ahead, Pat.
Science, Rob.
Yeah, thank you.
I am going to go with Connelly Early. I think Connelly Early is one. I think the secondary's play, the changeup, the kick change he throws is pro ready.
You just like saying kick change.
I love a good kick change. but his secondaries are better than Tolley's right now. Obviously, the fastball is not as dominant as Tolley's. But I like Early one. I'm going to go Tolley two because out of the bullpen, that fastball plays. If he can just harness in one secondary pitch, he can be an effective reliever in the postseason. And then Kyle Harrison going three. Haven't seen enough of him. It's just like the secondaries are okay. The command's kind of spotty. But that's how we stand. I go Early, Tolley, and then Harrison.
Okay, you're all wrong.
We all have different orders.
But I respect your opinions. All right, let's go. Before we take a break, let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Rick in Salem. Rick, how are we doing? How's the
How you guys?
Have we planned out the baseballs and boring sticker distribution yet? What's going on?
No, nothing. Listen, as far as Alex Bregman, brother, I'm going to be honest. I'm giving you my honest opinion. I hope he opts out if this is the version of him I got to see for the last 2 months. He's not that good. And as far as cheerleading in the dugout, These are all professional players. They should, you don't need cheerleading. It's like, do your job. You know what I'm saying? I don't need, where everybody's hung up in this Bregman. But he's disappointed. I'm very disappointed in him. He's hitting terrible. And I'll be, these are in crunch times, and he's not delivering nothing for this team. Rob, I hate to even go there with him, but hey, I hope he opts out because I don't want them to pick up. It's like a boatload of money on him.
Rick, thanks for the call. We're going to take a break here, but I think it's worthy of a conversation, the Alex Bregman conversation, because I did pull a hamstring talking to Scott Boras earlier this week. I think it was worth it. Workman's comp, right? Correct? Is that right? I have to check with
something Ken. Like that.
Yeah. All right. But the Bregman thing is really, really interesting. There's a lot of different facets to it. I like Rick's strong take opinion. I don't necessarily agree with it. Actually, I don't agree with it at all. But still, it's fine. It's his prerogative to, you know what, be slightly right, slightly wrong, be whatever it is. I don't care. Call in. I like passion like that. I don't know about the cheerleading in the dugout. I don't know where he's going with that. Like Alex Bregman, it's not really. I think he's talking about talking to players on the iPad or something like that.
I didn't get it.
The late night phone calls.
Late night phone. Yeah. Well, there you go. Is he going to opt in? Are they going to sign him to a long-term deal because of the late-night phone calls?
Yeah, I mean, he's...
Oh, that's what it is?
He's Moses. He guides them.
Okay. Moses and Amoeba. You're on fire today.
I've been calling Bregman Moses for like a month. He's like leading all these young guys.
Okay. Is that worth signing to extension? Will he opt out? What is the future of Alex Bregman? We're going to talk about all of that again. If you want to join the conversation... Baseball Isn't Boring Show, 617-779-7937. I'm Rob Bradford, along with the Play Tessie guys, Sammy, Gordo, Pat. Be back right after this.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.